Blog Talk Radio.
Either your butt too big, or your pants too long, or your eyes too wide, or your chest too strong. Either you got too much, or you got too less. Either you're underwoman, or you're overdressed. Ha! All those opinions gonna make you fake. Go on and brush it off, it's just that way. All that thing that matters, I just need to know. You'll only find it in your heart and soul.
Icon, mother, power, infinity, Tone Milan, and legendary mother, Sierra Mizrahi presents Face to Face 5, an Asian affair, a journey on the Orient Express. Date, Sunday, November 12, 2017. Location, Southern Nights, Tampa, Florida, 1401 East 7th Avenue, Tampa, Florida. 33605. DJ, DJ Atmosphere. MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Precious Ebony. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 6 p.m. Admission, $15 pre-sale until October 19th. $25, $25, $25 at the motherfucking door. Don't forget, $25 at the door. Grand prize, $1,000. House with the most overall points. Many grand prize categories are worth 3 points each. Individual categories are worth 1 point each. 007s may give their points to the house of their choice at the time they win. Once the next category is called, their decision is final. Mini grand prize number one, Street Fighter, $500, 7 trophies, 3 points each category. Mini grand prize number two, Shades of Structure, $500, 5 trophies, 3 points per category. Mini grand prize number three, Asian March, $500, 6 trophies, 3 points for each category. Mini grand prize number four, Russian Realist Revolution, $500, 8 trophies, 3 points for each category. Face to Face 5, An Asian Affair, A Journey on the Orient Express, Sunday, November 12, 2017.
Read the comments and stuff like that. I don't know. Yes, Justin, that was Deborah Cox. That was from the Bodyguard, the play. That was her version of I Wanna Run to You. Okay. Without further ado, let me see if I can do this other commercial.
Brothers United, Inc. presents World AIDS Day Celebration Weekend. The United We Stand, Divided We Fall Ball. Where? Indianapolis, Indiana. Date, December 2nd, 2017. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS will start at midnight. Commentators, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Javion Blahnik. Ball promoters, Brothers United, Inc. in conjunction with Father Loco Mizrahi, Ronson Balenciaga, Overseer in Tice Revlon, Prince Roman Mizrahi, Fancy Blahnik, and Sydney 007. Grand prize number one, $1,500. House with the most trophies. Grand prize number two, $1,000. Open to all runway. Female figure performance, $300. Vogue Femme, $300. Sex Siren, $300. Open to all realness, $250 plus pot. No legends. Midwest and OKI approved. Tables are now on sale for $150, and they will be worth it. They said it will be worth it. Host hotel info, Baymont Inn and Suites, 3850 Eagleview Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46254. The rate is $109 plus tax a night. Ask for the World's AIDS Day Ball and get the special rate. For more information, please visit the Facebook event page at United We Stand, Divided We Fall, World AIDS Day Ball.
Tell them niggas that I'm champs. You try to trap me, but I'm dancing. Tell the DJ, bring it back though. Who them niggas screaming through the back door? Ain't nothing like getting trapped though. Game for a bag though. Drop that cup, go crazy. Drop that cup, and go crazy. Drop that cup, and go crazy. Drop that cup, and go crazy. She got a nice fat butt, but I'm loving. You never catch me working for the government. Soda in the hood, I ain't tucking it. I'm in a nice little bar, so I'm chugging it. Like F, you'll pay me now. I need that bike, get crazy now. Wanna see some move that's cakey now. Give me a cup of butter in it, I'ma take it now. Whoa. Tell the DJ, bring it back though. Who them niggas screaming through the back door? Ain't nothing like getting trapped though. Game for a bag though. Drop that cup, go crazy. Drop that cup, and go crazy. Drop that cup, and go crazy. Drop that cup, and go crazy. Who the best, who the best, who the best, baby? Drink a couple bottles, I'm the best, baby.
The welcome to another Tuesday night of Vision of the Dreams. I am your host, the legendary Jason Woods, and your co-host of the evening, as always, is my partner in crime, the Robin to my Batman, Justin 007. I will bring him on shortly. Tonight's topic again is going to be friendship, loyalty, respect, all of these things that come along with being a friend, and we're going to talk about scary bitches. The bitches that like to hide behind a Facebook post or a Facebook profile and say to you what they want to say, but they can't say it under their real page or who they really are, because it's probably one of your biggest girlfriends and your best duty. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And without further ado, let me bring on the Robin to my background.
Memo finna start acting out if I don't see him soon. And yeah, my best friend ain't back and I'm still on site. Fool, I'm the only one out here on the night loose. I'm the only one out here on the night loose. Trophy case still light, body need a race stripe. And these medals on my body break light. And these reds on my body break light. New man coming up ahead on his own too. You a natural blondie like cool.
Hey Justin, how are you?
What's good, brother? What's going on?
Somebody said, can you hear me clearly? Can you hear clearly on the
You
phone
sound
line?
Muffled as shit.
I sound muffled now.
Yes, it sounds like you're drowning now. Are you on speakerphone or something?
Yeah, it's on speakerphone because I'm not on the phone.
Is that better?
Trying to say talk now?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's way better.
Okay. I guess I'll have to come closer to the phone. I just did not want to hold the phone up to my ear. how was your day, sir?
My day was good. I got to wake up, play my little video games, go back to sleep, wake up again, play my video games, go back to sleep, go get my hair cut, do a little light shopping, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I didn't do my Mary Tyler Moore twirl or nothing like that because I didn't do no big shopping. I just did my little shopping.
Oh, you did little shopping?
Yes.
Okay. Well, where do I want to start? Well, let's start with last week. When I say let's start with last week, I'm not starting with all that drama and that bullshit that happened.
You
that
ain't gonna talk about
drama.
The spitting and the king and the queen and the castle, because at the end of the day, like I feel like I should be, I need an interview, because I feel like they took up my whole week. I feel like me as John Q. Public should be able to voice my opinion about that bullshit that I went through. Like, I understand the girls want to get attention and they want to have like whatever, but never would I think that the girls would use like some fake made up drama, you know what I'm saying, to the point where somebody gets spit on. And then here I am, I'm thinking like, if I was in her shoes and somebody spit on me and I had to go under the knife and go to sleep to get this work done, would I really be trying to be out here and fight a whole dude over this situation? No, I wouldn't. So I had to come to that realization. So anytime I had to negotiate spit and my personal well-being, I felt like this whole week was just a travesty. It was just like, damn, y'all is really milking this.
Well, all right.
I had to get that off my chest. I had to get that off my chest.
I see, because you just completely cut me off. But I see. I'm glad you were finally able to get all that out.
Not gonna type it. I'm not gonna type these girls no novel.
Well, as I was trying to say, I'm not gonna spend much of my time or my energy dwelling on media likes and views. I'm just not that girl. I don't understand it. I will never understand it, because you basically, to me, from my standpoint, from an outsider looking in, and believe me, by all means, you can clap back, you can use all the pictures, you can make all the memes.
Don't clap back. It's not even worth it. Please, just let us rest. Let us rest.
And I don't want, you can make all the memes, you can say whatever you need to say, if you choose to, at a later date, I don't care, because I'm not checking for it, because I really wasn't checking for that, but it just seemed to, it took up all of last week, so I did not do my show, or I did not do the show last week, because one, Tuesday I went to see The Color Purple, and I was highly disappointed with the performance. I saw it in New York, and I went into it not wanting to compare it to what I saw in New York, but I was highly disappointed in what I saw.
You went and saw the play one time with the same people the second time?
I was not expecting to see all of the original cast that I saw in New York, but I was expecting to see, at least in the ensemble, where some of the people that were in the background in New York who may have stepped to the forefront and had a leading role now. But this was all new people. It was all new people, all new, every same costumes and all that, but just different people in their clothing. Some were good. Some were not so good. The singing was, I don't understand. And please, black people in the church, please don't take this the wrong way. I am tone deaf, so I know I'm not a singer, but I am a judge of music. And I don't understand why we as black people sometimes we have to kill a song with riffs and runs that are not needed, because you've already destroyed the song, but you've murdered the song when you add a riff and a run in a place that it didn't need to be. So it was a lot of that going on.
I'm going to have to ask you, as somebody who attempts to try to sing or whatever, so as a singer, you get one or two extremes. You get the person, especially if you're talking about, to me, if you're talking about in a play, in a traveling show or something like that, if I'm a sub in, if I'm a second in or whatever, I don't think that I want to come out here and sing the song exactly like you did it, being that you're the lead character. You feel, and I probably could. You know what I'm saying? We could get together and rehearse and everything like that. But at the end of the day, if I'm a singer and I have to sing the song, I'm going to interpret it the way I want to do it. Like, I wouldn't,
And that's fine. You can interpret it the way that you want to do it, but you lose the audience and you lose what you wanted from the audience when you overdo it with runs that are in the wrong place, with riffs that shouldn't been there to begin with, because you want to put your own oomph on it. And you putting your own oomph on it, you didn't get the applause, you didn't get the standing ovation, you didn't get any of the things that you would have got if you'd have just left the fucking song alone. So that's how my Tuesday went. I went to see The Color Purple. And then Wednesday this weekend, I really didn't do anything this weekend. I really didn't talk to you much this – well, we didn't really talk much this weekend. I'm not about to do a 30-minute of what I just – or how I read Kelly yesterday about everything that I did, because I talked to y'all throughout the week. So Sunday, for those that are joining live, don't forget that the number to call into the show – it's 563-999-3792. We won't be here for a long time, but we are here for a time. Please, I'm not one of those people that's going to be like, share it alive. If you choose to share it alive, that is wonderful. We will be talking about friendship, loyalty, respect, and trust in straight bitches tonight. We all know those people. We all know those people that we call a friend, but they're really a frenemy, and sometimes they're not even that. But that's what we will be discussing tonight. So this weekend, if you all know, yesterday was the premiere of The Walking Dead, and I am a big Walking Dead fan. So that came back last night, so I was excited about that. Don't forget that clocks go back this week or the next week. I don't know. I thought clocks were supposed to go back, but they didn't. Let's see, what else happened this weekend that's worth talking about? Nothing really. But we can just really tonight we can just really get right into the bullshit and the fun. The reason I decided to make the topic, Justin, if you didn't know, the reason I decided to do the topic on friendship, loyalty, respect is because of, to sidebar or to piggyback off of, not to piggyback off of, but because of what happened last week. It really made me look at situations and people that I've called friends and all of that. So I decided that on that first, that initial day, that next day after the initial day of the ending of And I Fucked Your Man, after that, it made me, that whole next day while I was at work, it just really made me contemplate, do I really have friends that I would pretty much destroy on Facebook? Have I ever really brought a beef to Facebook that should have not been brought to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. And I'm not a person. And then I thought about it, even as angry as upset as I was with Jasmine, and I'm gonna start there, because we sometimes need to define what we call a friend, because sometimes who we consider to be a friend is not a friend. They're not even an associate. They're just somebody that's fucking with you at the moment and at the time. They're not. They in the beginning, they may not mean you any ill will, and they may want to be your friend. But as time goes along, you realize that y'all are not really friends, but y'all don't know how to stop fucking with each other. So you give this person the title of friend, and they're really not a friend. Now, for me, I define friendship by, if you are my friend, we have had an experience, a bonding experience, something that has happened that has brought us closer together, a story that we can share years down the road and say, bitch, remember this, bitch, remember that. Those are what I call, those are things that I have learned. So I'm very careful and choosy about who I call a friend. Now, with some people, I don't give them the title of friend because they've gone past a friend, so I don't look at them as a friend. I look at them like a brother or a sister. And I fight with my brothers and my sisters all the time, and you get into beef with your brothers and sisters, and then you make up, because that's what brothers and sisters do. With friends, people that we might not talk for years, and then one day I run into you on the street, we somehow fell apart, nothing happened, you moved, I moved, my number changed, your number changed. There are people that I haven't spoke to months at a time. Are they still friends? Yes, they are. They're not close friends, they're not in my inner circle, but they are friends. And there are still people that, I would not trash, destroy, or soil.
I just don't think that I could, I just don't think, unless it was something where either you've done something personal to somebody else I care about, or, you know what I'm saying, something is just really, 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 really bad, I really find it hard-pressed that I would come to Facebook with one of my closest friends' information and just lay them out. I just couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what made me think about, there's a situation where I had a girlfriend, Sharonda, and I can say her name. Sharonda, she was my best friend. We was friends since middle school. Sharonda, and me and Sharonda have not spoken in almost 3 years now. Almost 3 years now. Sharonda and I had a falling out. She disagreed with something I said. And I'm the type of person that when I tell you that you're doing something that offends me, I don't feel like I need to tell adults what they're doing wrong to me. If I tell you I don't like something,
respect me enough to say, okay, he doesn't like that. I'm not going to do that. If I have to tell you more than three times that this is that what you're this behavior, this pattern of behavior that you're doing is wrong, then that means that's telling me basically you're saying I don't give a fuck about your feelings. Fuck you. I'm gonna continue to do what I want. If you don't like it, you know what to do about it. And I'm that type of friend. I have had friends that have had to smack me on the hand and say, Jason, what you're doing, I don't like. So please stop doing that. And I respected them enough to not do it around them or to them, or if it offended them. So when me and Sharonda fell out, Sharonda came on Facebook, and this is how, and as I tell the story, just going, this is how I feel about Facebook. So me and Sharonda, I didn't know we fell out. I just felt like we had an argument, we had a disagreement. Let a couple of days go by, move on, it's going to be water under the bridge. She came to Facebook, she made a post, subliminal post, and anybody that knows me knows how I feel about subliminal posts. She made a subliminal post saying, if you're my friend or you're my family and you still want me to love you, all you have to do is apologize. Well, Justin, you know me. So I made a post and basically said, if you're waiting for me to apologize for something that you think I did wrong and I didn't do anything wrong, you might as well hang it up. Be invite Justin to be a guest. Okay, well, I just invited Justin to be a guest. No answer to live video. Well, why would you send it, Justin, if you, whatever. So anyway, so she knew not, so she said what she said, I said what I said, and that was it. So I made my, so then she, now mind you, the post that she made, I read the post, I never liked the post, I never commented on the post, I just looked at it and made my own post on my page. So she commented on my page. And then I said whatever it was I said, and she said, well, that's to be expected from somebody like you. Whatever that meant, Miss Girl, that's fine and that's dandy. So 3 days later, I go to do something, and I realized that she unfriended me. And I was like, okay, I'm cool with that. Life goes on. If you unfriend me, if you felt that bad, if you felt that way about it, we were not friends to begin with. That's how I felt. So basically, the 10-year, 15-year friendship we had, we were not friends, and that's how I felt with it. Wash my hands, que sera, sera, whatever be will be. I went on with my life. So now 3 years has passed. Somebody that was close to both of us has passed away, and she reaches out to my sister, tells my sister, oh, I missed him, yada, 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 yada. This, that, and the other. Jason has this tendency of when you go left, he goes further left. So when you go right, he goes left, and then you have to go follow him because you don't want him to outdo you. Well, sometimes if you go tick, I'm going to go tat, 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 tat. You don't have to go tick no more because my thing is this. My reaction is going to always be because of your action. I don't ever jump the gun first. You've had to do something in order for my reaction to be either positive or negative. So if you fuck up, that was on you. So life goes on. And my sister tried to explain her to her. And I say all that to say this, that there has even when I fell out with Jasmine, and I said what I said about Jasmine, I never disrespect Jasmine. I never called Jasmine a bunch of the things or the things or the things that I could have that other people said or whatever. I never did any of that. I just stated my truth, which was my truth, and I stated my truth, which was my truth, and I went on about my life. I went on about my life. And we went on from there. So I don't understand how if we can't be on the phone and on the live, you won't have to turn one of them down. And you can't call me your friend. Because, see, when you bring the Facebook, you brought it to however many million people are on Facebook. You brought it to Facebook, which means you wanted an audience. You wanted an audience bigger than me, and you
wanted attention. So because you wanted an audience and you wanted attention, it's no longer about me, because now you've invited everybody into our friendship, good, bad, or indifferent, to now chime in on our friendship. And you've now invited millions of thousands of people to disrespect me, and not only disrespect me, disrespect you. So I can't call anybody, I could never call you a friend. If you brought me to Facebook and you thought you were airing my dirty laundry out on Facebook and by telling all my secrets and doing all that stuff, how could you say you were my friend? How could you then say I love you? How could you then say I trust? Because one, I could never trust you again. One, even if I forgive you, it's not the same. Hey, how you doing? But it's not the same. We won't be breaking bread. We won't be drinking. We won't be going on trips. We won't be doing any of that, because if you didn't have enough respect for me, and you could be as hurt as you were, because if you did all those things, you slept with my man, you tarnished my name, you wanted to do all those things to begin with. You had those thoughts and those feelings about me for a very long time. And I'm just talking. Right. Exactly. So, I mean, because you're my friend, and your breath stinks, my breath stinks. I'm around you all the time, but I'm your friend, and I'll never tell you your breath stinks. I don't never tell you you dirty. I don't never say you'll clean your house. But the first time we get, now mind you, everybody else knows your breath stinks. Everybody else knows your house dirty. Everybody else knows you sleep, you're a couch surfer. But because I'm your friend, I now come to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but a Christian Mingle. I come to all those places, and I tell, right, and I tell everybody, and everybody was like, well, bitch, it's coming from his best friend, so you know it's true. So how, okay, exactly. Right. Right. I mean, right, because you, okay, because let's be real. You bringing all this to Facebook, you bringing all this to the live, if you think you about to be the next Catch Me Outside girl, the likelihood of you being the next Catch Me Outside girl is slim to none. The next the Tyler Perry, Mona Scott, and let's be real, if you've got a problem with this mouth, if you got a problem with these dick suckers, inbox me. Call, inbox me. Reach out to Callie. Reach out to Justin. Reach out to Mark. Reach out to Marcus. But don't get me blocked on Facebook for reading the dog shit out of you and telling the truth. Why get mad at the truth? So if these dick suckers are telling the truth, why are you going to block me? Exactly. Right. And I mean, I don't get it, because it's hard for me. One, we need to be real. We're gonna talk about trust. Trust is not something that you just give to people. People have to earn. I don't go into any new friendship, any new relationship, giving some. Exactly. Right. I mean, because of doing this show for 7 years now, being 2 years, a year and a half here, and then 6 years over at Tens and Chops, I am leery of girls, because I know that there are girls out there, like earlier today when we had that inbox conversation, and I was like, that, because I know that there are girls out there that will talk to me and talk to you and talk to Josh and talk to Kelly and talk and see if they can say, well, I knocked him down, I knocked him down, I knocked him down, and don't think that, and sometimes we don't talk about people, because some people that are in my inbox, I can't like a legend, and they ain't worth talking about. They ain't worth talking about. But then when they trying to gas you, or they try to gas your head up and stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, well, bitch, the same dick, bitch, well, did they send you this dick shot? Because this is the dick shot they sent me. Did they say this to you? Because they said that to me. It takes a lot for me to trust you. It takes a hell of a lot for me to call you a friend. I'm not jerking off with you on cam, because you're not gonna be screenshotting that while I'm in the middle of my session. Right. If you want to see this ass, you need to be in one of the places I'm going to be when I'm on vacation and catch me there. Catch me outside. But I ain't sending you no pictures. How about that? Justin, somebody said they can only hear me. They can't hear you talking. Oh, well. Well, they said you can't hear him because you're not listening. You're not listening to the live. It sounds like you're talking to yourself, and we can't hear Justin. Well, he's not talking to the. I don't know. He's talking on the live.
I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm talking into my phone, everybody. So I apologize. My other phone, because I'm actually on the live. So I apologize. So if you ever you want to hear what I was saying, you can go back to the live and check out what I was saying. But I was just
live.
Agreeing with Jason. A lot of people, I don't have people that come in and just immediately they're a part of my circle that, or they know my inner workings. I don't do that. I don't put you on a team. I don't care how cute you are. You'll still be on the outside until I figure out what type of person and how you get down. Now, it's people that I'm cool with, that I rock with, because I know the personality, I've gotten to know them, and I'm cool with, and I'm getting to that stage of real friendship with them. But it's still a learning process. And I'm pretty sure a couple of other my friends would say the same, because you never truly know what a person is about in your life. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have gotten burned from these foolery of friendships that people call them. So, anyway.
And this live, once this show ends, the live will come down because you are not going to get the opportunity to report me because I said something for Facebook to go back which is something else that I don't understand. Why do you sensitive bitches, and that's what you are. You sensitive bitches. Why do you report me and say I'm a bully, but yet you make posts in the room, you call me fat, you say I'm piss color, you say whatever, you often say whatever, you call me grandpa, say I'm irrelevant, say I'm late, say I'm a nobody, I'm a no one. You say all these things that would make me, if I was not a strong person, possibly want to kill myself. But because I have strong sense of who I am, because my self-esteem is not low, because I don't give a fuck about what you think, how you think, and why you think, it really don't matter to me anymore. So why then when I read the dog shit out of you, do you feel the need to report me to the Facebook police and call me a bully when you attack me? That is like the dumbest shit out there. I could see if I was putting stuff on my page, talking about beating puppies and drowning little children. I could see if I was doing stupid shit. But to report me because I read the dog shit out of you, it's just asinine, because it makes no sense. I'm not a bully. I defended myself. And it's unfair to me because now I'm in jail, which I don't have no problem with being in jail. But I'm in jail, and you feel like you're accomplished. I mean, what really did you accomplish? Okay, you got a page putting Facebook there. If they not sending you $10 for that,
you have to be realistic with it. The whole thing of them reporting your page and getting it shut down is because they can't. It's not that they can't take you. It's just that they want to let you know that you can reach out. They can reach out and touch you, bitch. We'll shut you right down. Because, I mean, I think every vlogger, a lot of people are experiencing that where their pages are just being just reported, because so many people, no matter what you say or how you say it, they get in their feelings and they got to report it. Regardless of how, it don't matter. It just, it's petty, but in the community that we're in, that's kind of how they break down.
Well,
That's no less than something that I would do. I'm hateful like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she thinks she got me. I'm about to read the shit out of her, and I'm about to block her. And then I'm going to report the page, and I'm going to get all that shit to shut down. And don't say you won't do it because you've done it yourself.
I don't know what you talk about. Maybe that live ad on the phone, my ear. Well, Justin, yeah, Justin, if you're going to be on the phone, you can't be on the live. You got even.
Yeah, I have to. I have to.
Well, let me see if I can add Miss Girl, since she wants to be talking. Let me see if I can add her. Oh, I can't add her. Oh, she got to send a request. Well, Miss Girl, you watching the live. What's going on with you?
You know you got two lives, right?
Yeah, the live from the my page and then the J-A-S-O, that name that's spelled wrong, that page. I'm on live
okay.
on that page. Yeah, I know. So she's on that page. She's not on what's the name. But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just don't. Trust is a hard thing to come by for me. That sounds like a song. Trust
yes.
is a hard thing.
Trust
to
is
come
a hard
by.
Thing to come
and,
by.
And when I give, and when I lose trust in you, because when I lose trust in you, because first before I lose trust in you, I lose faith. And when I lose faith in you, trust is the last. No, trust and faith and respect. That's when I lose all those things for you. You're not a friend. You were never a friend. I don't even know what the fuck. How could you even say that you were a friend? And because it's always bothered me when people say, well, bitches ain't loyal. Well, first of all, you need to learn what the definition of loyal is, because loyal means, like, if I'm fucking with a man. And if I'm fucking with a man, and my man, I leave out the room, and my man coming on to Justin has to Justin check him, then Justin needs to tell me, or Justin needs to tell me, then we both check him. And people be like, well, if I told my friend such and such and such and such, then guess what? I'd rather be that friend that you tell me you saw my man at this mall buying another bitch something, than I'd be that friend that after we break up, you telling me, well, bitch, he ain't shit, because I remember one time I saw him at such and such and such and such. And I'm like, well, bitch, if you saw him, you could have spared me this heartache and this trouble 3 months ago when you saw it 3 motherfucking months ago. Because I'm not going to be that friend that's not going to doubt you. Because, granted, yeah, you do have people out there that, because you're not happy, they don't want to be happy, so they will make up scenarios and bullshit about the relationship you in so that they can cause trouble for the relationship you in because they're not happy that you in one. But then that's not a friend. That's just somebody that you thought was cool and you was fucking with them, and they was fucking with you, so you got a little more than what they had. Because, see, I am going to never be in competition with any of my girlfriends or anybody that I'm cool with. What Justin has is what Justin has. What Kelly has is what Kelly has. What Marcus has is what Marcus has. What Jason has is what Jason has. If Jason wants what Kelly has, then I'm going to go out there and I'm going to work for it and I'm going to get it. But I'm never going to be in competition with anybody that I call a friend. Because if we friends, the only competition is, bitch, we're going to work together and we're going to compete against somebody else. We're a team. And no matter what kind of, and teams argue, and there are days I don't talk to Kelly, I don't talk to Marcus, I don't talk to Justin, because even friends need a break from each other. With trust and believe, Justin can tell you, and it is no lie, if me and Justin went on a trip together, once that trip is over, me and Justin might not talk to each other for maybe 2-3 days because we need to decompress from being around each other.
Because I'm definitely going to be like, bitch, I just saw you. What do you want?
Motherfucking bad. So I don't get it. Okay, we friends in ballroom, but outside of ballroom, what is it? I mean, what is it? Cause it ain't friendship, it ain't loyalty, it still ain't no real respect.
I think sometimes. Some people, I won't say have connections, or they may know somebody. They may be friends with somebody that knows somebody that may be this it person or whatever, whatever. And they know that if they can get in or get around them, they can, you know, whatever. It's always working for that better situation or that better spot that they, I don't know. It's a key that it's like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, some people really they doing them. They not trying to act fab. They not trying to act like they better than. It's just they doing them, and they're being successful at it. And you can't think you can just work your way up to somebody and try to get into their spot or get into who they are. That's never gonna be right. You have to create your own lane for yourself. These bitches be dead ass moving from group to group, from place to place. Just hobos.
I mean, it's just like some shit I just don't understand. Oh, Justin went out and got a Mercedes, so I gotta go out and get the next Mercedes. No, girl. Justin can have that Mercedes, and Justin can have the car payment and the insurance that's gonna come right along with that motherfucking Mercedes. And he gonna be like, girl, what you doing? Well, the money that you spent on that Mercedes, bitch, I'm about to go on a vacation. I'll send you the pictures when I get back. But you enjoy that Mercedes.
Okay. you got the responsibility now.
Okay. We say it all the time. We think it's a joke. We laugh at it and we say that it's mental illness and this and that and other, but it's really.
I think it's more so. Some girls just don't want to see the other girl do better than them, cause they feel like
mentally and emotionally, I will be alone before I call you a friend and let you carry me through emotional turmoil. Where I am literally fucked up in the head over friendship, and I'm contemplating doing shit, killing you, killing myself, going to jail. I will leave you the fuck alone, not think twice about it, and be like, Justin who? Devin what? Oh, the boy you used to, oh. Oh, girl, no, I don't talk to, I know I ain't talked to them in a long time. I wish them hell, but no, I ain't talked to them. I don't talk to them in a long time. If they go outside, I hope they get ran over by a truck and a tornado come and tear their house up. No, they fine over there. I'm good over here. If we meet, we ain't even got, and it's not even one of them type things that Cardi B, if I got beef with you, I got beef with you forever. That don't even work with me because I'm too old. I'm too mature for that. We can agree to disagree. We had an argument. We had an argument because trust and believe. Once I've said what I need to say to you, I am done. When I walk away, if you don't put your hands on me, I don't put my hands on you. When I walk away, this shit is done. When I lay down at night and my head hits that pillow and my eyes close and I go to sleep, when I wake up the next morning, I'm not thinking about you, it, or that situation.
I can't say the same. I may be thinking of a way if I see you out to get somebody to spill a drink on you. I'm
as
just
the,
that type
as
of
the,
petty.
As the Kelly's live and that whole... that. Because I'm never going to say that person's name. After Kelly's live, and I said what I said to that, I didn't think about that anymore. I didn't think about, and I'm not thinking about that now. So that situation is done to me. When
cost Jason thing, she finally said what she said. I got my closure, because as far as I was concerned, if I never hear her voice again, I heard her voice. She said what she said. I said what I said. We did what we did. It is done. Life goes on. I wish her well. Thank God bless FEMA. I'm glad she's down in Florida, and she's okay. I am good with that. Anybody else? If you don't put your hands on me, I'm not going to put my hands on you. But if you tap me on my shoulder and you say, remember, okay, girl, we here. I am all 200-plus pounds of my 6'4" ass is right here. What's up? And I'm not the best.
I'm not even
going to
do that. I'm
not the baddest person out there, but I don't go around looking for trouble, and nobody should. But you're not going to punk me, and I'm not going to punk you. Words were exchanged. We're adults. If you can take a dick, I've said it time and time again. If you can take a dick, you can take a read. If you can't take a read, then you shouldn't be taking dick, and you shouldn't be in this lifestyle. It's just that serious. 917-815, you're on the air. 917-815. Oh, excuse me.
Bitch, I do not picture you fighting. I'm sorry. I just don't. And neither do I picture Justin fighting either. For some reason, I just can't picture y'all two throwing up y'all hands and scrapping with nobody. I picture y'all just looking at somebody like they crazy, jumping in y'all cars, and driving away. I don't picture y'all.
Me, I'm going to jump in the Uber, and I'm going to dial 911 on the way.
Exactly. I don't picture y'all too
funny. After the last time, like the when we went to North Carolina, and they did get into a little tiff in the aftermath or whatever, and it was crazy. And when I really thought about it, and I thought about how old I am, and then I thought about the shit that I got to lose, and just
exactly.
Things in general, I said, "Bitch, where is the Uber? We needs to go." You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like. You know, I wanted to, hey, I will say this. I wanted to see it. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I ain't want to see it, but this is why I'm waiting for the Uber to come.
Some people don't know how to be friends. Like, I'll give y'all this scenario. Like, to me, the way I am, I like people, but I don't have ulterior motives. If I like you, like I like you and both of y'all, I just like y'all. And if I like you, I gravitate to you, and that's just it. I just want to be your friend, and that's just it. But some people do have ulterior motives, and I don't understand that. And some people get friendship fucked up with keeping up with the Joneses. First of all, you're not supposed to compete with your friends, like y'all already pointed out. You and your friends are supposed to compete with other people. You and your friends are supposed to be tight. You're not supposed to, oh, well, she got this, I'm going to get this. No, bitch, if she got that and you want that, ask your friend to hold it. What are you trying to compete with her for? I really don't get that. But there's a femme queen on my friend list, and she, I'm not going to say no names, and she had a friend, and her friend got into a falling out, and it's somebody that she knew for years. And she has other people on her friend list that she knew for years. Now, I guess her and the person got into something, and she unfriended the person, and the person wrote a post about her, like, about 28 days ago. Do you know this film queen got all these friends on her friend list, and nobody showed her the post? Now, these are people that she knew for years. Nobody showed her the post. She made a post about something, and I read into the post, and I saw who she was talking about. I went to that person's page, screenshot whatever I needed to screenshot, and then I sent it to her inbox. And she's like, wow. And I'm like, have you not seen this yet? And she's like, no. And then she's like, look at the date. And I'm like, wait a minute. And that's when it dawned on me. I didn't even look at the date. I just looked at the post, screenshot, and just sent it to her inbox. So then it dawned on me. I'm like, girl, you got all these people on your timeline that's your friends that you knew for years that are in the post. Saw the post and that are in the post, and they didn't even screenshot it to you. And here I am, and you made a post, and that's the first thing that came to my mind is to screenshot it to you. And she was like, well, yeah, certain people claim to be friends aren't really friends, and you just showed me that you are a real friend. And I'm like, well, you know, do what you need to do about it. You know, I cropped it so nothing would be in it, you know. And I'm like, well, here, do what you need to do. You use it as a receipt or whatever. But I saw your post mentioning so-and-so's name, so I just happened to go to their page, click what I needed to click, and just gave it to you. But I still don't understand why everybody else that's been your eighth boom coon for years that's in the post didn't even show you the post. And here I am. That's the first thing I think when I read your post to go to that person's page and click on it to show you the post. And she was like, well, thank you. I thank you for this because it's 28 days later, and I didn't even see the post. And all these people are my friends, and nobody showed me the post because they felt like they didn't need to jump into the situation. So I don't really get that. Because your friends are supposed to always give you a heads up on what the fuck is going on. I don't. If I see something with one of y'all names on it, I'm coming to y'all inbox. Did you see so-and-so wrote this about you? That's how it's supposed to be when it's a real friend. But these people will be calling each other friends and be up with somebody else's post. And it'll be a post where somebody will be reading their friend, and they'll just be up in the post chilling. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Isn't that supposed to be your girlfriend? Like, you know, you look at things and like, well, wait a minute. If she's her girlfriend, why is she in this post and this other girl is reading her girlfriend and she's just in the post like it's okay? Like, I don't think people now, they don't really know how to be friends anymore.
I've always been that bitch that I feel like this. If Justin is somewhere and people talking about me, I'm really trying to think about how I feel about it. Okay, I'm gonna use this little scenario. Me and one of my sisters, that's like my twin, we hang out sometimes all the time and all the kind of stuff like that. And occasionally, I'll hang out with her and some of her coworkers. One particular time, we was hanging out at a gay bar. Yes, my sister, she hangs out with the gays and all that kind of stuff, and she does the things of the things. We were hanging out, and we went to go get something to eat. So my sister wasn't at the table, and I was at a table across from where my sister's friends was. And her coworkers, her friends, however the fuck you want, whatever you want to fucking call them. And one of the people said, if y'all ever see me and my sister together, baby, if y'all think I'm something, she's my older sister, so you got to see her. But us together is like double trouble. And my sister because she's older, my sister's mouth is a little spicy than mine. But we got the same temper and same temperament and everything. And when we go tick-tick, we go tick-tick, boom. So my sister, one of the girls said something about, she all on y'all plate and she eating y'all food and all this other kind of shit. So I say that there first because I guess one of them realized that I was her brother. And I'm just sitting there and I'm just listening to this bitch go off about my sister. So finally when I had enough, because none of her friends was stepping in and saying, well, it's okay. I said she could eat the fries or I said this, I could say that. So I say, you do realize that's my sister you talking about.
Yeah.
And she was like, huh? I was like, you do realize that's my sister you're talking about. And she was like, oh, I ain't saying. So when my sister came back to the table, I was like, bitch, you need to check your friend, because I was about to. And I waited to see, before I told my sister, I waited to see if any of her co-workers was going to say something to her, or was they just going, what's her name? Because then that lets me know, okay, well, when my sister ain't around and she leave out the room, y'all have conversations about her, because wasn't none of y'all bitches bold enough to say, oh, well, Hines, because they call her Hines, such and such said da-da-da-da-da-da, but your brother checked her. So, of course, I told my sister. When my sister got back, whatever, she confronted them, and she said, it wasn't like that. I didn't mean it like that. I'm like, bitch, yes, you did. And I'm the type of person that if I'm not, like, I had a friend, Will. Will had friends that I don't like. And I knew they didn't like me, but we was frenemies. They would tell Will stuff and be like, well, Will, why are you friends with him? Why are you friends with him? I don't understand why you friends with him, da 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 da, and all that kind of bullshit. Will would never say nothing. I don't need you to justify why we friends. And if you do justify, you justify it with, because that's my motherfucking friend, and it ain't none of your motherfucking business. But you don't have to go into da 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 da, because that ain't none of their business. So if somebody's around me and they saying something about Justin, yeah, I'm going to cuss them out because I want Justin to cuss them out I don't need Justin to cuss people out for me. All I need Justin to do is say, bitch, tick, tick, boom, this person, that person, they not your friend, this is what happened, and all of that. Because then I'm like, okay, you put me up on game, I re-thank you, and I now know how to deal with when I'm around them people. That's why, like, the whole situation, and I mean, it's past that and all that, and that's like the whole situation, like, going back into, God rest his soul, Calvin. When Jasmine introduced Calvin to our circle, I was hesitant about Calvin being in our circle because, one, did none of us know nothing about Calvin, where he came from, what his purpose was, because remember when Calvin came, oh, Jasmine, I'm such a big fan, oh, Kelly, I'm such a big fan of Kelly's, da-da-da-da-da, and as soon as something went wrong, it was Jasmine Big Funky Ass. But you had so much respect for Jasmine. You looked up to Jasmine. She was your role model. She was everything you wanted to be. But that's what you did. But that's how you paid the person that was your role model. That's what you did to the person that you call friend, and you and your mind was your mother, your gay mother, and your head and all that. But that's what you did. So that's why I'm like real leery when new people come into. Why I was like real leery of Maharia. Look what happened with Maharia. You sitting around a bunch of people that's having a conversation about us, and you just broke bread with us. We was all together, and we was all whatever, whatever, and here is you sitting on a round robin with a bunch of people talking about us, and granted, thank God for my son Tito, thank God for the other people that put me up on game, and I heard it for myself. So it's not like you could say, well, no, bitch, I heard it for myself. You did nothing.
And that's how I felt. You saw the screenshot, bitch. Let's keep it real. And the bitch was trying to go back stabbing y'all with fake profiles, not even real people, to add insult to fucking injury.
No, but see, Ming, this is now how I feel. And I've always felt this way when people would say, even when Jasmine would read me about the fake profiles. They're not fake profiles. I don't look at them as fake profiles. I look at them as fake people, because behind each and every one of them fake profiles that we like to call them, behind each and one of them fake profiles is somebody we really know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not man, woman, or child enough to come from behind that fake profile, because that's just some of the stuff. Because if you feel that way about me, if you feel like me being on the air for the last 7 years has been a drain, if you feel like I'm a nobody, you should be a man.
Mitch,
and
how
woman.
Would you, Mitch, okay, unless you listen, so unless you really listen, how would you know it's been 11 years, girl?
Exactly. If it bothered you that much, why would you listen for that fucking
See,
long?
I be listening to what bitches be saying, but then they don't be making sense to their damn self.
Exactly.
Like, and that's the shame. Y'all just mad to be mad.
Exactly.
I mean, if you feel like I'm a brick, I'm a nobody, why do you still, I don't talk to. People that I don't like, I don't address on Facebook. I don't give calls. If I don't like you, I'm not congratulating you on winning your category. I'm not going to tell you you look nice at that ball. I'm not going to say anything to you because you're not on my radar. I'm not about to be fake and phony. Bitch, I tell Justin this all the time. Bitch, if I die tomorrow, here is a list. If these bitches show up at my funeral, you better motherfucking cut them out, and they better not come in. Because, bitch, I will come back. If I get them, I'm getting you.
I'm a hard job.
If you don't fuck with me, if you don't fuck with my crew, then don't say nothing to me. Don't say nothing to me. I won't say nothing to you. And we good.
But
that's
wait,
just
Jameson,
how I feel about
this is what I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. That same person that you're talking about blocked me. And not that I give a fuck, because I don't even care, because to me, that person's not on my radar. But I'm saying this point to say, why didn't they block you the way that they blocked me? You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you got on their nerves so bad, why didn't they block you? That same person that claims they don't like you blocked me, and I never said anything to the person, never even spoke the person's name. So when I found out that person blocked me, it was a kiki, because I'm like, well, damn, bitch, I didn't even do nothing to you. So imagine if I wanted to do something to you, what you would have done.
Okay.
When I even spoke your name and you blocked me. So I'm just saying that to say, why couldn't they have blocked you if they blocked me and I never even spoke their name, yet and so they going back and forth with you?
Because,
I don't get that.
Because in the words of Lonnie B, because peekaboo bitches, that's like another thing I don't understand. Y'all had these secret conversations. Y'all say all this stuff, but yet y'all won't remove yourself from my Facebook page. And y'all add and y'all requesting to be on. And if I make a new page, you sending a friend request to that page. I don't get it. But you got so much to say behind the scenes, but yet you sending me friend requests. I make a new page. I don't send you no friend requests when I make the page. You already friends on that one page. Why do I need you to be friends on this page? The only people that I add to all my pages is people that I fuck with. Anybody else, you requesting me. Because I will send a friend request to people that I fuck with. But if I don't fuck with you, I don't send friend requests. I'm not a peekaboo bitch to be peeping on people's pages just to see what they got, what they say, and stuff like that. I honestly have too much to do with my time. And I don't like my energy wasted, that I'm sitting
there. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit up here and lie. Now, as some of y'all, I will follow just because of the simple principle, because y'all clown on Facebook. So I like to watch because it'd be funny.
And my friend will tell you, he ain't lying. He will follow y'all. And then he will have to tag me in it or screenshot it, because I'm not about to follow y'all. There's shit that he in and he like, and me and Justin get into arguments. There's shit that Justin like and find cool and stuff like that that I don't find funny, I don't find interesting, and I would report the shit. But because that's my friend, I'm not going to report it because he like it. But if I find some of the shit that Justin likes and the people he follow, I find them to be rude and offensive. But I keep that opinion to myself.
Girls, just because you don't like Kaya with T.S. Madison, don't be in your feelings.
But yeah, it is what it is, and I don't understand. I can't understand. I would have to see my therapist more than I see my therapist, and I don't have that kind of money. Try to understand and figure out why some of y'all do the things that y'all do, how some of y'all can kiss each other on the lips and hug each other and call each other friend.
Oh, that's
friend.
That's my brother. That's my sister.
I don't know how, why. I don't get it for the life of me. I will never understand it. I'm one of them people that it takes a long time for me to call you a friend. Some people get offended because they think they thought we were friends, and I was like, no, sweetie, we still associates. We haven't done enough to be friends. If we have never broken bread, well, at this point, none of y'all will be sitting at Sandra's table eating dinner with us. If you have never been in my house with your shoes off, if I've never come to your house with my, and if I've come to your house, or if I've come to your hotel room, and I felt comfortable enough, and I live in Baltimore, and I am country, if I've come to your house, if I've come to your hotel room, and I felt comfortable enough to come to your hotel room or take my shoes off and walk around in my socks at your house, you are a motherfucking friend. But if I have been in your home and I have never taken my shoes off, we ain't friends. We just associates.
Yeah.
It's a process.
It's a process. If I have never made myself feel like your house was my house, and I don't mean like come in your house, walk in your refrigerator, what else got to eat? No, I'm not talking about that. But if I have come in your house, take my shoes off, got comfortable, then bitch, we friends. If I have never done that in your house, if I've never done that anywhere if you were, bitch, we associates, and I don't fuck with you like that. I'm keeping my coat on. I'm making sure my pockets got zippers so that my wallet is zipped up and all of that. Some of y'all ain't even loyal to yourself. How you gonna be loyal and you? Some of y'all ain't even friends to yourself. How you gonna be a friend to somebody else?
Justin,
you're telling on your own goddamn.
And huh?
That's you typing?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Ain't me typing.
I hear something sound like typing.
I heard it too. That's either somebody typing or Justin playing a video game.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it.
But, let me see. What time is it?
What?
Well, damn it.
So, Jason, I'm going to ask you this question. It's stupid. So, you a film queen, right? And I'm just, this is my hypothetical question. You were a film queen. And you into it. You've had your media scandal for the week. And you into it, so you out at the function or whatever, and somebody spit on you.
No.
Do you A, attack, or do you B, pay it because you still a bad bitch?
Why are we talking about this spit again?
I just
want to
know
you,
what you would do. I just
want to
know what you would do.
I'm not going. Mom, I was raised that there are three things that you don't do to somebody. And if they do these things to you, you got a right to kill them. My mama said, if somebody ever spit on me, I have every right to try to knock all their teeth out their mouth. Two, if you pull your pants down and you expose your ass to me and tell me kiss your ass, I have every right to try to put all 11 and a half inches of my foot up your ass, or whatever I can find up your ass, because you invited me to your ass. So those are the two. And three, if you come at me, if you invade my personal space more than three times, and I'm asking.
Honey, just answer the question. I asked you all of that.
I asked you, would you attack or no? I'm not answering that question because. If I've already answered that question, I would be in jail. There's no ifs, no ands, or no buts about it. I did not want to discuss this situation last night. It was handled. I don't know why. I guess because
I just wanted to ask. I was curious. That was my question. Y'all going to let me answer my question.
I guess because you didn't want to be a part of Petty Monday because you could have came on Monday and talked about it then. If however you want to handle that situation, you can. But how I would have handled that situation, it is disrespectful and it is nasty to hot spit on anybody, man, woman, chick, child, or dog. It is nasty. And I would have one zapped out. And then after I came to, when the police got there, I would have zapped out. and explain the situation. That's what would have happened if it was me. You don't pay somebody cheating on you ever.
We know you almost killed the lady for following you, so we know you ain't going to let nobody spit on you.
Right. So, Justin.
Justin, what would you have done? Now let's turn it back
I would have been thinking of how many hours I spent under the needle to get all this silicone pumped in my body, and I would be thinking about how he would probably beat the shit out of me. With all this work on me, because I'm gonna have to really move with this nigga if I get with this nigga. I would have really thought about all of that, because at the end of the day, my body, by all technical terms from what was said all last week, is my product. So I'm not going to fuck up my product. Not for you, not for anybody.
Well, when you're a femme queen, I guess you call Mag and bring a bitch up on charges.
Right. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's what I would have did. Get this ruffian out of my place. But that's me. Let me stop.
You brought it up to say that you basically going, you wouldn't get with the nigga. So then you should have said that yesterday. I'm confused. But moving on, because I'm sick of thinking about. I'm sick of thinking about people in spit. That's just nasty. It's trifling.
I don't never disbelieve. If I was one of those girls I didn't have a body, and I hadn't, got all everything situated, and I would just had a piece of hair on my head, I would have destroyed him for that. Because that's just disrespectful.
Ain't you a Cancer, Justin?
Yes.
And Cancers are known to flip out and not even think about nobody if somebody spit on them. Because I live with a Cancer female, and Cancers are known to flip when shit like that happens.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm thinking in the context of the person. I'm not thinking in the context of me. Because if I think in me, I would clown. And it's no ifs, ands of us about it. But if I know I got all of this in my system right now, and it takes is one good bump, good whatever, to knock something around, and especially if I'm pretty with it, I am not for the bullshit. I mean, that's just me. As a matter of fact, I'm probably not going to do nothing. If I were going to do something, I would have Trey do. I would have Trey for the payback.
But you would get somebody else to do it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't care. I just think that, next week it'll be a whole new scandal, and I just can't wait. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me see what we have. Because I said we wouldn't be here.
And why would bloggers be going back and forth with that?
Why did it freeze? Now it's going with Kelly's was going yesterday.
There's enough room for all the bloggers to get along. It's enough room in the media and the internet for everybody to find their niche and get their space. Why all these bloggers and shit is going after each other and trying to tear each other down? The internet is big enough for everybody.
I honestly think it's time for the girls, and this is me being advantageous, but I honestly think it's time for the girls, the known girls of social media, to get their own live streaming platform aside from Facebook. So, number one, they won't be getting shut down as much as they do. You know what I'm saying? Because Facebook be trying it and the reporting be trying it. So, I don't know what avenue I think we need to start looking at to try to come, you know, well, make something you could share to Facebook, then all the people got to do is click into the live. That way you ain't got to worry about the page getting removed or blocked or people reporting you in Facebook.
Because man, it's just like Highlander. There can only, there can only be, at the end of the day, there can only be one bitch.
But see, nobody, here's the thing. Everybody wants to go live from Facebook and try to get these numbers, but bitch, y'all not finding lucrative ways to get to make stuff manageable so y'all can make money.
First of all, Mark Zuckerberg or whatever the fuck his name is, ain't giving up that much money. Second of all, Mona Scott? Is that her name? Second of all, Mona Scott is not checking for Facebook likes and views for her next breakout, for her next...
Here's the thing. I won't say that. I won't say things like that won't get watched. But I'll say that people... do you want to be known as a comedy act? Or do you want to be something serious? What is, you know what I'm saying? That's just like somebody went live tonight after months of not being on live, and they were explaining how they, you know, they got reported so much, they really just couldn't, you know, saying they really couldn't produce anything because at the end of the day, every time they made a live, they were reported. So I think people need to find other avenues to be able to get their platform off the ground. You know what I'm saying? And then once you get it up and running, you need to be able to transfer your shit elsewhere so you can make a profit out of it.
You have about 90. Well, we about to end the show anyway, so it don't even matter.
Money matters with Justin.
What's going on? I'm looking at the schedule for next week. There will be no show on the 2nd because I will still be out of town.
My sister out of town, you better speak to the bitch. You better be nice. Talk to her nice. Treat her nice if you see her in your city. All I'm saying.
If you see me in your city next week, please do not speak to me. Please don't say I'm here for
speak, bitch. Speak, bitch, and take pictures.
If you see me in the streets of Atlanta next weekend, starting
you
on Sunday.
You told on yourself. If you see this person in the streets of Atlanta, take pictures.
If you see me in the streets of Atlanta, You don't have to speak. You don't have to say that you saw me.
Come up and say hello.
I am there to have a good time. Not radio.
If you got a
related,
piece of paper, he will give an autograph for $5.
I am there to spend time with my husband. So please be respectful of
yes,
me.
Yes, people,
and my
the
husband.
Autographs are just $5. And you get a picture and you get an autograph.
Please be respectful of my time and my space with my husband. Yes. So there will be no show. Next Tuesday, the 2nd, we will be back on. There will be no show on Halloween. I'm sorry, Tuesday is the 31st. There will be no show on Halloween. Well, shouldn't nobody be in the house on Halloween anyway? That's the one time a year y'all ugly ass girls can go out there and be real.
Look, I've been thinking about what I wanted to do for my Halloween effect, and I don't know. I've thought of being a vampire, and I think that's just so passe. So I've been thinking of, like, trying to look up a look or something like that. I don't know. And then I don't know where I'm going to wear it to. I'm just going to have it. I think I'm going to buy it and just wear it around the house. I ain't going shit.
I don't celebrate Halloween, so I'm not worrying about dressing up.
Why don't you celebrate Halloween? What did Halloween do to you?
Because that's the devil's holiday, and I don't celebrate Halloween.
Who said that?
All good Christian people know that that's the devil's holiday, so I'm not.
Where does it say that in the Bible? It said that in the Bible?
So I'm not dressed up. Pagan holiday, and I'm not dressing up like no witch, no devil. I'm already evil as it is.
Girl,
so
you could be an Indian. You could be a football player. You could be a doctor. You could be a lawyer. You could be an investment banker.
I'm not
you
being
don't got
none
to be
of the
Satan.
Village people. I'm not being none of the village people that you just named. So,
well, you could be any one of those things aside of what you named. So that's why I'm not getting what you're saying.
Well, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be Jason.
I mean, they might as well name the day National Dress-Up Day.
Right. Well, if they named it National Dress-Up Day, I would still be in the house, not dressed up. So
the only thing that I'm kind of paranoid with Halloween about this year is because these niggas going to be running around here as clowns, and I hate to have to fuck somebody up over trying to fuck with me being a clown because I ain't got time.
Oh, the Pennywise piece.
There will be no
right.
show next. There will be no show on the 31st. We will be back on, wait a minute, let me look at the calendar. We will be back on the 7th. There will be no show.
I know
on
if people have this as a podcast, they got to be gagging.
We will be back on the 7th. Same time, same bad channel, same live feed. Or whatever, God willing.
They listen to, when they listen to the audio, they're going to be like, how they going? They're not going to be back again. And they just came back when they wasn't here last week.
Well, I would have seen if y'all can remember, if y'all recall, I would have been here last Tuesday because when I left The Color Purple, I was kind of over it and I wanted to vent. So I would have done my show. But because bitches that live in apartments wanted to act like they were in castles, so, yeah.
Oh, girl.
Talk about living
you
in
you and these daggers. You love throwing daggers.
So, talk about living in an imaginary world. So, because
so
everybody was in castles and then you had people hiding in the closet, I felt like, last week,
we made an executive decision last week because at the end of the day, it was just so much stuff going on, and honestly, it just did not make any sense to try to compete with viewers or views or people who would want to listen to our show, and they know they want to go listen to all that foolishness. And I mean, and exactly, it gave exactly what we thought it was going to give. So it was fun. It was entertaining. You know what I'm saying? I think for the very least, anything they put on for social media like it was a TV show. So,
but y'all have a platform. There are people like me that like y'all and that are loyal to y'all and want to hear y'all regardless and don't really care for the other shenanigans. So
I mean, and that's true. But here's the thing: I think sometimes you, at the end of the day, here's the thing: if we had done the show, I know I would have been more distracted trying to listen to the live than trying to have a conversation or to even try to do anything.
So there was no reason to even try to play that game with you all.
So if you can't give you quality, we're not going to try to come up here and give you foolishness. You
so
know,
man, we're gonna
that's
be,
just not going to happen.
We're going to say this. We're going to say this. I would have done the show and really didn't give a fuck. I would have done the show because I don't care if it's one listener or 88 listeners, I don't care if it's one person on my live or 50 people on my live. I would have still done what I need to do because I enjoy doing it. So I would have still done it, but I was not going to do it and had to be like competing with Justin. Justin, pay attention. Justin, pay attention. We on the show. So because I knew my breath wanted to be in, I knew my breath needed to be a part of the mess. I said we're not going to do it. We'll do it when we can focus. So to be honest with you, I still haven't watched all of those lives, and I'm not going back to watch any of those lives. I think that the last one I watched was the first one, and the way that it ended, I knew how the rest of the week was going to go. So I didn't feel like I needed to be a part of. I didn't really need to be a part. And
I'm still stuck at the boy trying to cry on the live. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do this.
Oh,
I just I got caught up in myself.
I did not want to have to cry or cause a rift or a fight or whatever, whatever, whatever.
We didn't want to disagree.
And I'll say this now. If there is ever a time when social media drama breaks out, I am, like I said, and like it's been said, Kelly is the Wendy Williams of the radio. Nicole is a young Ayama Van Zandt. And I am Dr. Phil. I am never going, I can get down and dirty and I can tell you how it is, but I'm not invested in all of that. I'm just not. I'm a grandfather. I'm old. I'm a nobody. I'm singing in the background. I don't have time. So, make sure. I don't want to speak on Sister to Sister because I don't know where that's going to be. I don't know if what's going on with that right now.
Oh.
So tomorrow.
Can I say something real quick?
Please.
So
do.
if you're Dr. Phil, I'm Hedda Hopper from Feud with Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. I was the one with the T, and I was exposing people in print. I don't say it like on live.
Okay. So tune in Thursday for the intercession with Mimi from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. She's going to be on.
Oh shit!
Their special guest, and I believe that show starts at 7 on Thursday. Their special guest is Mimi from Love and Hip Hop. So that's with Susan, Jahira, Shady.
I'm definitely going to listen.
Great. So make sure that you tune in for that on Thursday. And then, as always, we will be right back here on Monday with Petty Mondays with the overall mother, just Kelly herself, myself, and Marcus, and special guests. And there were balls that happened. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I won't even be here on Monday.
Well, I'll come in as a special guest and try to go back and forth.
So sitting in the co-host chair on Monday will be Justin 007 in my place. So Justin will be on with Kelly and Marcus on Monday. There is no Tuesday night show. There probably won't be a Wednesday night show. There probably won't be a Wednesday night show, and then there will be the intercession with Susan and them on Thursday, again, as usual. Remember that, please be careful, be safe, enjoy the rest of your week. I love you all. I do not consider you fans. I will never consider you all fans. I don't even like that word because you are people that just listen, so you are my extended family. I love you all. If I do run into any of you in Atlanta, I was just playing when I say don't speak to me. If you see me in Atlanta and you say hello, whatever. Enjoy the rest of your week. Be safe. Be careful. Please continue to pray for Puerto Rico. Pray for our country. Pray for us. If you are going to go out and celebrate Halloween, please be safe. Please dress appropriate. If you're going to go to any kind of parties, please be safe. Watch yourself because people are crazy and people get extra crazy on Halloween. Other than that, it's been, as always, a pleasure. I'm going to pay these bills, and then we're going to get out of here. And I thank you all again for tuning in. You juicing with the J's on the Just Kelly Network. We'll see you back here. I will see you all back here the week after next. Justin, I'll call you in a few minutes.
All right. Be safe, be blessed, and always be prosperous. Have a good weekend, you guys.
icon, Mother Power Infinity, Tone Milan, and legendary mother, Sierra Mizrahi presents Face to Face 5, An Asian Affair, A Journey on the Orient Express. Date, Sunday, November 12, 2017. Location, Southern Nights, Tampa, Florida, 1401 East 7th Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33605. DJ Atmosphere. MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Precious Ebony. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 6 p.m. Admission, $15 pre-sale until October 19th. $25 at the motherfucking door. Don't forget, $25 at the door. Grand prize, $1,000. House with the most overall points. Many grand prize categories are worth 3 points each. Individual categories are worth 1 point each. 007s may give their points to the house of their choice at the time they win. Once the next category is called, their decision is final. Mini grand prize number one, Street Fighter. $500, 7 trophies, 3 points each category. Mini grand prize number two, Shades of Structure. $500, 5 trophies, 3 points per category. Mini grand prize number three, Asian March. $500, 6 trophies, 3 points for each category. Mini grand prize number four, Russian Realist Revolution. $500, 8 trophies, 3 points for each category. Face to Face 5, An Asian Affair, A Journey on the Orient Express. Sunday, November 12, 2017.